Do you have a cold or the flu? Apparently 2011 has already been a bad year for colds and flus, worse than the past 2 years, according to recent surveys. Well, if you lived in India, your mother might tell you to eat some amla or Indian gooseberry, which is loaded with vitamins. It's sold in a host of forms as treatment for everything from the common cold to eyesight problems and diabetes. It's even said to fend off gray hair and pimples, but it's also incredibly bitter. From Ahmedabad, India, Here and Now's Jill Ryan has the story of a family making a living trying to make this fruit taste better.
An Indian gooseberry, or amla, looks like a glow-in-the-dark golf ball, and when you first taste it, you'll probably want to spit it out.
It is sour taste. It's very sour.
39-year-old Ashish Mehta has pulled to the side of a busy road in Ahmedabad to buy amla from a roadside cart.
But we know it is full of vitamin C, and that is the beauty of this fruit.
12-year-old Daksha Chauhan is running her family's amla stand today, though you won't find her sneaking a bite.
I don't eat raw amla. It's too sour.
Still, Daksha's family doesn't just sell the raw fruit. They also juice it, pickle it, and dry it. They even sell the seeds to be crushed into powder, unless the neighborhood goats eat them first. Daksha's younger brother, 10-year-old Ashutosh Chauhan, leads the way to his family's one-room home in the patio where the amla is prepared.
Hello!
Ashutosh's father, Bejubhai Chauhan, learned how to prepare the fruit when he was just a boy. His family's been selling it for generations. Today, he and his wife are cooking the amla, which helps remove some of the bitterness. First, they drop the fruit into a pot of boiling water. Then, Bejubhai adds a mixture of citric acid and salt. Bejubhai's wife, Paruben Chauhan, takes over. She blows on the fire to keep it going and keep the amla cooking. After boiling the fruit for a little over 5 minutes, Paruben reaches a long slotted spoon into the bubbling pot and scoops out each amla and drops them into a basket. When all the fruit has cooled, she hands the basket to her son and the neighborhood boys. They scamper up an iron gate next to the house and spread the amla on a tarp on the metal roof.
Yeah.
For the next few days, the fruit will dry in the sun. Meanwhile, the family begins another task, making juice from amla. First, they shred it into fine strands.
We take a cloth and we put all the grated stuff inside. Then we twist it, and the juice comes out.
Paruben pours the murky greenish liquid into old used water bottles the family collects. She says her customers just take one or two spoonfuls a day, like a medicine, or they dilute it with water because most people find it too sour to drink straight. The Chauhan family will continue to juice and dry the amla until the season is over. Paruben says it's hard work. Her husband chimes in.
We can't get ahead in life with this. My father, my grandfather, their lives were spent doing this. They really couldn't do anything more in their life.
Paruben and Bejubhai hope to be able to afford to send their son to college so he can have an easier life, which means they have a lot of gooseberry selling in front of them. But despite the long days preparing the amla, some of the family's happiest memories are connected with the fruit.
Do you, like, remember the first time that you ever tasted amla?
Yes, when I got married and came here, that's the first time I tasted amla. I like it. The juice was really nice. It had a sourness that I liked.
That's Paruben Chauhan, one of a family of fruit vendors that Here Now's Jill Ryan visited on a recent trip to Ahmedabad, India. Her story originally aired on the World Vision Report.